This is probably going to be the biggest celebration we've had out there since the sesquicentennial in 1986. We've probably got more reenactors, more performance groups, more music groups. We've got a lot of people doing arts and crafts skills than we've had out there in a long time, in addition to some special programming that we also have scheduled.
And I want to go through that list specifically. We're talking about the 26th and 27th.
Correct, 26th and 27th of February.
And I want to go through that in a little bit, but I also want to step back for a moment for those like me who are new to the area. Obviously, Texas has been around 175 years, but folks may not know about the Star of the Republic Museum. So if you can give us a little background about that.
Well, the museum is actually owned and operated by Blinn College, but we're located out at Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site. And the site is there because on March the 2nd, 1836, 59 delegates met and signed the Declaration of Independence from Mexico. And so the park commemorates that site. Our museum focuses on the Republic period, the 10-year period Texas was an independent republic from 1836 to 1846.
And why that location for that event?
Well, that's where the delegates met. In 1836, it was at a ferry crossing on the Brazos River, and it was the beginning of a town. It was far enough east to be out of Indian territory, and so between there and San Felipe and on into Galveston, that was kind of the settled area of Texas at that time.
And geographically, you look at the state, and obviously we are in the central part of the state, so I'm guessing they wanted to have it somewhere not too far away from the Red River down to the Rio Grande.
Well, this is kind of the hub of Austin's colonies. When the settlers first started coming to Texas, they settled pretty much in central Texas, not too much in North Texas and not anywhere even close to Austin at that time. So it was really the center of settlement during that time period.
So take us through then the museum development a little bit. How did Blinn College get involved, or how and the growth of the museum over the time it's been around?
Well, Gus Mutcher was Speaker of the House back in the late 60s, and he really pushed to get the museum built and get it under the administration of Blinn College. And the museum just celebrated its 40th anniversary last year. And for the celebration coming up, we have a special exhibit called 59 for Freedom, and where we're talking about a little bit of information and some artifacts and documents that belong to some of the 59 delegates that were out there. So that's one of the events, is the exhibit that will open at the museum. And I might go ahead and say that there is no admission fee to the park ever, but there are standard fees for the museum and the farm and some other sites, but all that is waived that weekend. So everything will be free to the public that whole weekend.
And again, that's February 26th and 27th. So let's dig in a little bit about what's going to be happening both of those days.
Well, in addition to a lot of reenactment groups that I mentioned, two big things are going on. One is, for the last 2 years, we've been doing research on a project. We just call it the Signers Project. But we recruited almost 50 volunteers who have contributed almost 5,000 hours of research tracing the lineage of each of the 59 signers. And we're entering that into a database. In fact, in the fall, we sent out 1,600 invitations and got 1,200 RSVPs. So in the audience on Sunday afternoon for our program, we know we're going to have at least 1,200 descendants of the signers, and probably a lot more than that. And so the program is kind of centered around paying homage, I guess, to those men who signed the Declaration of Independence, but also honoring their descendants that are there at the site. And one of our I guess you'd say our most special descendant is Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who our senator is a descendant of one of the signers. And so we're real happy about that. The other project that we've got going on is called The Big Picture. And we took a famous painting in our museum called the Signers Painting, divided it up into 72 pieces, sent that out to over 70 artists to paint on a 2-by-3-foot panel. And that's going to be reconstructed and unveiled on stage. It's 18 feet by 24 feet wide. And so we're real pleased about that. I think people are going to have a lot of fun looking at that.
I want to go back to the RSVP list and 1,200 plus expected to come. What a database. Obviously, you don't have the staff to be able to visit with those 1,200 in that 2-day period, but what an opportunity to find out the genealogy and find out what has happened to those who have followed those 59 who signed.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we're all struggling for support right now. And so if we can let these people know that this is the one site that pays homage to their ancestor. We have a great friends group, the Washington on the Brazos State Park Association, and they could join that and offer their support. What we're doing with we have, I think, 43 out of the 59 databases already online at our website at starmuseum.org. And so we'll get the rest of them in there, and then from now on, they'll be able to go and look and see where they fit in the lineage, and we're going to have a kind of a special recognition for each of them at the site. So we hope we'll have a good turnout.
And there are some other programs or other performances, I guess, that you have planned for that weekend.
Well, all Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a variety of scheduled events. There are going to be a number of performance groups that will be in the amphitheater all day Saturday and Sunday. We'll have the Texas Army out there, and they'll set up a camp, and the visitors can go through and look at the camp. There'll be black powder and cannon firing demonstrations. People don't realize that during the time of the convention, there was actually a militia that was formed there in Washington. So there'll be kind of a reenactment of that. And in addition, there'll be a group of actors in Independence Hall actually reenacting a little portion of the convention that was there. So that'll be kind of fun to watch as well. So just things going on all day long, both days.
And are there repeat performances of the same things both days then, or are there special things for Saturday only and for Sunday only?
Pretty much repeated both days, except for the Sunday afternoon program when Senator Hutchinson will speak. That will begin about 1 o'clock in the amphitheater, and we'll have a few special items for that program.
To get to the museum from Bryan College Station, if my geography fits me right, just head down 6th and Navasota, go west on 105, and you're going to get there.
Right. From this direction, just past the Brazos River, go about another mile and a half, and you'll see a sign, and turn left, and that little road will take you right to the park.
Any special reminders, since large crowds are expected that weekend?
Well, I'll speak on behalf of the park superintendent to remind folks it is a state park, and leave your alcohol behind.
Again, this is on the 26th and 27th. Again, the Star of the Republic Museum, among those at the Washington on the Brazos site, celebrating the 175th anniversary of the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence. Have we covered everything?
I think so. It's all family oriented. It's all free. There'll be, I didn't mention the food. There'll be a lot of food vendors out there, and drink, and Coca-Cola will probably set up a booth. So we can suit all your needs.
All right. Terrific. Houston McGaughan, the director of the Star of the Republic Museum. Online, starmuseum.org. I have that page pulled up now, too. So it's a great starting point. Then you can be ready to see it all live again on the 26th and 27th. Appreciate you coming up this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Again, Houston McGaughan, the director of the Star of the Republic Museum there at Washington on the Brazos.